Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
A right to abortion in our state constitution? Really? Since when? And if so, then where? Those are questions people all across Wisconsin are or should be asking, given the recent lawsuits filed with our state Supreme Court. Earlier this month, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin filed a petition directly to our state Supreme Court, asking the court, in their words, to clarify whether the Wisconsin Constitution includes an inherent unfettered right to abortion. Planned Parenthood is asserting that self-determination is part of the inherent liberty right mentioned early on in our Constitution, along with the pursuit of happiness and, of course, life. This approach is a bit unique, asking the High Court to opine on a constitutional matter that is not coming to them because of a state statute being involved. Planned Parenthood is working preemptively here, and the only reason they are doing so is because they believe this high court, as it is currently comprised, would give them a favorable ruling. We know since August 1st, when Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz took her seat on the court, that the court now leans 4-3 liberal. Adding to this is that Justice Protasiewicz repeatedly said during her campaign last year that she believes in women's reproductive rights, a euphemism for abortion. Beyond these current realities is the realization that next spring, one of the liberal justices, Ann Walsh Bradley, is up for re-election, with former Attorney General Brad Schimmel, a conservative, already having announced his candidacy to challenge Ann Walsh Bradley. The court could flip back to 4-3 conservative next year. The liberals are pulling out all the stops right now to ensure they get all they can while they know they have a liberal court in place. But this isn't the only case regarding our state constitution and abortion that is before our state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call has, in a highly unusual and very questionable move, also asked the High Court to deal with the question of a so-called right to abortion in our Constitution. Call added this request to a brief in which he was urging the court to take up the lawsuit he initiated, alleging our statutory pre-Roe abortion ban is unenforceable. Adding such a constitutional matter to an existing lawsuit that has never been about the Constitution at all is unprecedented legally. In the meantime, last week, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and the Thomas More Society, on behalf of Wisconsin Family Action, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Pro-Life Wisconsin, filed a brief with the state Supreme Court in the AG Call case, asking the court to allow them to intervene in the case. One brief filed urges the court to refuse to allow the constitutional question to be added to Call's lawsuit, noting that at no point in this dragged-out case has a constitutional issue been raised by either party, and it is improper to do so now. A separate brief asks the court to allow these three statewide pro-life organizations to be added to the case so they can raise their objections both to the court accepting the constitutional question in Call's case and, if the court does allow it, to be able to make unique and substantive arguments to support the reality that there is not now nor has there ever been a right to abortion in our Constitution. Obviously, these pro-life groups have a personal stake in this constitutional question regarding abortion. All three groups have spent decades supporting pro-life legislation, opposing pro-abortion legislation, and doing everything they can to build a culture of life in Wisconsin. The court should let them intervene, but that is not a slam dunk by any means with this court that has time and again showing that it is a rogue court run with a liberal political agenda front and center. The straightforward answers to the questions I open with are that there is no right to abortion in our state constitution now, nor has there ever been in our state constitution a so-called right to kill unborn babies. Our founders did not intend for that to be a part of the inherent rights of liberty or the pursuit of happiness or even some concocted right to self-determination. But a court bent on using its power to make law and pander to a dangerous liberal agenda might very well twist and contort the Constitution to get what it wants. Tragically, we've seen that happen before. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, president of the Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 1-888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, please visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.